And a reminder, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with your calls at 888-302-3684. Another reminder is how you reach us if you want to use the social medias, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or it is the other way on Twitter, pretty easy, @Good Day. Hello. Ken Kessler is here with us for our overview. The daily Find the Plane exercise continues 6 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days. The focus has been on finding this missing airliner. It has been in disappear mode. I was talking to somebody as we flew across the country yesterday back to California. The buzz on the plane was, where's the plane? The plane, boss, the plane, where's the plane? Chinese, say it again, Doug. There it is. The authorities in China thought they had found something from their satellite images, but searchers who were sent to the area found nada, nothing. Nitsky, 100,000 volunteers, 100,000 people searching through 2 million pages of satellite photos every 10 minutes. But so far, nothing. So what the heck? That's why the world is focused on this, because nobody can figure it out. And that's what, if you want to use the word scary, some are suggesting the plane and passengers must be somewhere safe. Family members claim that cell phones are ringing. Technology analysts say that's common, as a call goes first to the network, which will make it start to ring. The network rings. Phone doesn't necessarily ring. Once the network is unable to locate the phone, call is disconnected, usually after a few minutes of ringing. That seems to be what's happening here, right, Kenny? In essence, Ken Kessler is here with me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to analyze the things that are part of the story, help us get the story right, also to understand, in essence, what in the heck there is to really focus on here, because there are a lot of things that are speculative. Matter of fact, most of them have to be categorized as speculative, right? Under the circumstances, sure. How can it be anything other, because can't find the plane?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation. Two things that I've come across in the last hour or so. There's a gentleman who worked on an oil rig out in the Gulf of Thailand, and he said that he saw the plane burst into flames. It's around the same time that the plane was in that area. He emailed Malaysian Airlines, who did not get back in touch with them, and then he emailed his employers, but you know, there's only his word as to what's going on. And the other thing that was in the Wall Street Journal is that U.S. investigators say that the plane's engines transmit data like every 30 minutes, and because of that, they believe that the plane continued to fly for up to 4 more hours after it lost contact.
That's pretty spooky. Spooky, is that the right word for it?
Yeah. If it was a movie, nobody would believe this.
Yeah. Well, so what do we do? What's to be done? A terror group from Malaysia plotted in the weeks after September 11th to attack an airplane using explosives hidden in their shoes. We've all heard that one, right? Could they have done that here? Is that something that's possible? 888-302-3684. All right, let's, as this hour of the program is devoted to listening to speculation, postulation, input, stories that are told on news talk radio programs, television programs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, so you can get a lot of variety in your head as you think about this. Talk host Ro Khan and Richard Roper talking to Brian Ross about the sloppy way Malaysia has handled this investigation.
How is it possible that it took 4 days, essentially, into the search for the Malaysian authorities to say, oh, by the way, we think the plane turned left and went west 300 miles?
Very good question. They are operating in a chaotic way. They've been giving out incomplete and inaccurate information on a daily basis. It's truly embarrassing, I think, and they've held American investigators at bay. They finally let some in today from the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, and the FAA to look at the radar. The current story is the plane took off at about 45 minutes into the flight. Somebody turned off the transponder. The transponder went off. That's a device that sends a signal that allows the plane to be tracked on radar with a code, you know which plane it is. Mm-hmm. And then it turned left because military radar picked up the plane or a plane at that same time and flew, you know, several hundred miles over land and then disappeared again. So the mystery is, how could that be? Who would turn off the transponder? If the plane was blown up at that point, there should be wreckage and no transponder, understandably. But here, somebody turned it off and the plane kept flying for at least an hour. And they have been slow to acknowledge that. They finally did fully this morning when they spoke.
Do you think, is there a sense amongst, in your reporting here, amongst U.S. intelligence or military personnel, that there's that the Malaysians know stuff they're not telling us?
Well, that's the implication. You know, why would they be so secretive about it? You know, of course, you know, incompetence, you know, does answer a lot of the conspiracy theories, but there's something that's just not right with the way this is being run in terms of, you know, this wouldn't happen in the U.S. They have a much better sense of this, and if there was conflicting data, they would sort of try to reconcile it, and that hasn't happened there. And, you know, it's given rise to all kinds of crazy theories. And when I say crazy, maybe they're not so crazy, but all sorts of theories about what might have happened. You know, did the pilots go rogue? Was there a hijacking? You know, the relatives have been holding on to hope that maybe the plane was taken to some mysterious island and is sitting there. Everyone's alive and well. Doesn't seem to be the case, but at the same point, there's no wreckage anywhere. So they have no idea where it is. And, you know, I can't recall a time when a passenger jet of this size with so many people just simply disappeared, even with the Air France flight, which took a long time to find all of it. They found wreckage right away.
Right.
This is
some wreckage,
strange.
Yeah. They had to find the main wreckage, you know,
they had
pretty
a
deep water.
Idea.
Right. They found the doors. They found the
They knew beyond a shadow of a doubt the plane had crashed.
Right.
Because
right.
here, they're looking at an area that's the size of the state of Indiana in two different seas.
Yeah.
They haven't found it.
Well, and there's something else that's odd, too. The family's been calling the cell phones of the passengers, and the cell phones have been ringing.
Well, that's made everybody really spooky. But phone people told Bob Woodruff, our correspondent over in Malaysia, that, in fact, given the system there, that could happen, that a phone that was out of service, underwater, or broken, might still ring, and not to read too much into that.
888-302-3684. Surveillance planes galore over these areas to assess what's on the ground or what's over the ocean or in the ocean. The pilot gave no indication of any danger. That seems to be underscored. Investigators suspect the missing plane flew on for hours now, as Kenny has suggested. And I made a reference to this group from Malaysia that plotted the plane hijackings back in 2001. There are convicted terrorists who have connected Malaysians to these sort of operations, Al-Qaeda kind of operations. So, man, is there a story and a half here? Speculation galore and not as many facts as you might like to have. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3└.
3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Paid for by Sands Marine Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome3.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome3.com and check out the story. It's totally free, and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome3.com.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. DougStephan.com, a place where you find lots of different stories. You don't have to go there to find out a lot on this. Various. I'm looking at my usual sources, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times. I have Associated Press and Reuters, Wall Street Journal, you name it. They're all, excuse me, on the same page here. Kenny, where are our listeners on all this? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. What are people who listen to this program, how are they opining on this?
Lance says, it seems like the only thing that we know is that we don't know anything.
Mm-hmm. I'd say that was, well, we know a number of things. For example, back to the latest information that appears this morning in the Wall Street Journal about the plane going on for maybe as much as 4 hours after all of the communication was lost. So that's, I think we know enough to be dangerous, but we don't know enough to know enough.
To find it.
Yeah, right. What else?
Melissa says, it's frustrating. I feel like I'm becoming obsessed with constantly searching for updates on this missing plane.
Yeah, that's what I was talking to people on the plane.
Like,
yeah, plane discussion on the plane yesterday was about the plane. And just everybody says, wow, what a weird thing. And then you get on a plane, you can't help but think, hey,
right.
Am I going to end up in the same zone? You got one more?
Yeah, Matthew says, and this is what a lot of us are thinking, my heart goes out to all the family members and friends of the people on Flight 370.
Yeah. By the way, they've retired that flight code. They're not using 370 or 371, which appeared to the public as the way they described or was the number for the flights that Malaysia used. 21 after on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this is truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A juju eyeball, he won a holy roller. He got hair down to his knee. But he got to be a joker, he just do what he please.
Sam Wolfe, who was on American Idol last night with a version of the Beatles' Come Together. And that was where I came in when I got back into the house last night after flying from Florida. The first thing I saw was the value and virtue of this guy, according to all three of the judges. And they thought that he'd taken a good piece of material and made it pretty good. So Sam Wolfe may be a contender. As they say, I could have been a contender. Apparently he is. So we always want to remind you about some of the entertainment focus that there is in our lives. Some people have spent a little bit of time thinking about something other than the Malaysian airliner. Doug and Ken, the Good Day program, 888-302-3684. Michael, what did that caller say? I forgot. I know you told me about it.
Laser.
Laser. Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. Going to be shot down by a laser. That's what my theory was about TWA Flight 800 that went down in July of 1996. And they never found any, whether you can or you can't find in those instances little places in the side of the fuselage where you got to find the plane first. But if the plane's down, now here's this other fellow who said he was working on an oil rig. I think that was the story, Kenny. And he saw the plane go down into the ocean, explode and go into the ocean. But where are the pieces? There has to be something left after an event like that. 888-302-3684. Here's radio host Doug Karsh, along with his partner Scott Anderson. They talked to one of their callers. This caller is certain the plane proves the existence of aliens.
Hi, Wayne.
Listen, this is going to be the beginning now for our children and our children's children to realize that there is extraterrestrial life out there. The Terrians have been around for a long time. We've had abductions. We've had UFO sightings. And this is going to be a slip-up between the Terrians and our government, where our government has been giving people out for experiments and abductions. And this is going to be a slip-up communication between the Terrians and the Americans and the rest of the world that know about this, the big government, about extraterrestrials.
Say, Wayne?
Yes.
Who are the Terrians?
The Terrians are an they're part of the universe. They're an extraterrestrial beings that live among us. They visited us. They can morph into humans. They're shapeshifters.
Oh boy!
And they live among us. And they're learning about our culture. And this is going to be the slip up right here. This is going to be the one. This plane was abducted by them, and their people are going to be experimented on. And they're probably never going to come back. They may appear. They may find them someday. but this is going to be the slip up. This is going to be the day when this comes out, and it's going to be coming out soon. The government's going to get the Terrians exist now.
Damn Terrians. It's not the terrorists, it's the Terrians.
So what?
The Terrians.
What other evidence do we have, Wayne? Like, what else did the Terrians do?
Well, the government knows about them.
Of course.
And there are certain people.
How do you know about them?
Well, I researched them. They're reptilian. And they live
the reptilian?
They're reptilian. If you look, you can see a lot of videos on YouTube.
How do you spell Terrian?
T-E-R-I-A-N. And they're the Terrians. And you will see a lot of videos on YouTube with George W. Bush. He's also a Terrian. A lot of the government officials are Terrians. And you'll see videos. If you look close up, you'll see their eyes will adjust to light. They have reptilian eyes. You will see. Just go on YouTube.
My eyes adjust to light, Wayne.
I'm going to let you guys go because I don't want to call you Trey.
Watch out. Listen, right. if we can't trace the phones around this plane, I wouldn't worry about the Terrians trying to trace your phone.
All right. They can laugh all they want. Anything's possible here. 28 after.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and I are working our way through, well, at least to this point in the hour. We stayed with a Malaysian airliner. I think that's a good place to stay. In essence, I want to say hi to the folks listening on KWAM in Memphis. Hi to people listening in Hilton Head in the Savannah area of Georgia. Reno's on with us today, rebranding a radio station there with the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. On the Good Day program, Greenville, Spartanburg area of South Carolina. How do you do? WAYY, listening in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. The connoisseurs of broadcasting are picking up on the pieces of information. Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Here's what we know. It took off from Kuala Lumpur, headed toward Beijing. They have two flights a day that do the same thing on Malaysian Airlines. The date was March 8th. Plane lost contact with air traffic control about an hour later and disappeared off the radar. No trace of the plane. 239 people on board. Nothing's been found. No real strong details about what could have happened to the plane. The essence of the plane, the direction it was going, all that sort of thing have now become speculative. The essence of radar. I guess this brings into question what radar is all about. We all thought radar was a lot better than it is. I think that's what we thought, isn't it? When you get right down to it. I mean, I think when I'm on a plane, I hear the various stories pilots tell me about how safe it is because there's so much being sent back and forth in the air even. They can tell when there's a plane, another plane that's within 5,000 5,000, maybe 50,000 feet in either direction, because there's a big radar screen now in the cockpits of the plane, and it's continuing to, it searches all the time around and around for anything else that may be in the air that's close that they haven't been told about. So, you know, if some in-flight collision might be in the course, that sort of thing. A lot of data and details about what's going on in the cockpit of the planes. So let's go back to what people are talking about in various news and talk programs on television and radio. The ladies on The View yesterday talked about some of the questions people are having about this plane.
The missing Malaysian Malaysian airliner everybody's been baffled about. So many questions, and airline experts have provided some answers that we want to share with you. One of the questions is, how can a plane just disappear from radar? The truth of the matter is, there are places in the world, including dense jungles over Malaysia and over oceans, where planes lose contact with air traffic controllers.
I also talked to Bill yesterday morning. I said, you know, I heard a report that some of the family members said they still heard the phones ringing, and they said experts doubt the phones are ringing. If you call someone whose phone has no charge, it sounds as though the phone rings before it goes through to voicemail. It's still, though, I just have such hope. You know,
I all the parts of this are so mysterious. Like, why was there no SOS? Why was there no Mayday? Evidently, you can just enter a PIN code the way you would in an ATM. 7,500 means you've been hijacked. 7,700 means Mayday. The fact that this was not done makes some people think maybe it was an explosion and they didn't have time to do that. So many mysteries.
Here's another question. In this age of high tech, why don't the black boxes send information directly to land?
Right.
Why do we need to dig them out of the water every time?
Right.
Because I think that the fact that you can only hear the ping at a certain distance, I think it only travels
a certain amount of distance. Is cost. The airlines don't want to pay for the technologies that would send the information directly to land and store it.
You know, they also asked, why didn't they find any wreckage? Because you think a plane of that size, something would be floating. And the experts say that, you know, with several hours of, that it was odd because with several hours of fuel, it's possible that the plane crashed hundreds of miles from its last known location.
888-302-3684. We keep seeing the picture, same picture of the plane. You hear some of the same things. I know also there are 42 ships, 39 aircraft from 12 different countries that are scanning the area in the Straits of Malacca. And also in the South China Sea, where the plane, at least originally we thought that was its last position, but that seems to be a question now as well. Here's talk host Pat Walsh with air safety investigator Matt Robinson about the difficulty these teams are having in locating the plane or any kind of, as the ladies were just saying on The View, any kind of debris.
I guess the main question that most people would ask at this point, Mr. Robinson, is, how could there not be a debris field? And not only that, how difficult is that task of going out there and actually trying to find that debris in the middle of the ocean?
Very difficult. You know, I've done this for years. I've done many investigations, and I've been surprised on every one. Even when others were convinced of the causal factors and what happened, there's always a surprise that turns up. There's no doubt in my mind we're going to find this. It's just going to take a while. There's a lot of real estate out there, a lot of square miles that need to be searched. It was brought out today that they were, in fact, searching in the wrong location. And as time goes by, they're going to receive more and more data, more and more evidence to further narrow down their investigation and to isolate exactly where this plane ended up.
A lot of the pieces of these planes, and maybe we're wrong on this, you know, but a lot of those are built to where they'll float. And so you would think that with this, no matter what happened, that a lot of these pieces, this is, I think, what most people would imagine, that a lot of these pieces must be floating out there somewhere. And if so, I mean, and if they are designed to float, wouldn't they still be out there, or is there a chance that it just sunk?
No, rarely does 100% of an aircraft that goes into the water sink. The aluminum parts, the composite fiber parts, a lot of insulation components that are buoyant will continue to float. They'll wash up sooner or later. Now, it just depends on the size of those pieces as well. That's all dependent upon the energy in the impact of the water. Obviously, a hard impact, you will get very many little pieces. An energy impact commensurate with that, with the Miracle on the Hudson aircraft, is going to yield larger pieces. It's just not going to break up as much. So that combined with the large area that they're trying to search in, there are a lot of variables here. So we just need to let this play out and see where these radar, new radar tracks take them.
All right. So to sort of wrap this up, The investigation continuing, obviously. Some clues. What brought down the plane? Or is it really down? Did it really crash? The revelation that these two passengers used stolen European passports, that had everybody, in terms of raising awareness of it over the weekend, and this past weekend, that was the focus. Now, it's not really, but ought it to be, because of the huge vulnerability in aviation security in this part of the world? There is a lot of real interest. The Interpol people, for example, they have this big database in their headquarters, 40 million records of lost and stolen travel documents, like passports. 160 nations provide these reports, but there are 194 countries on the planet. So if only 160, I don't know the exact number, frankly, but I think there are more than 160. Isn't that funny? You think you know that stuff, and then when faced with... are there really 160? Now I don't remember how many there are. But at any rate, obviously not everybody is signed on to this, because there wouldn't be the kind of huge... Yeah, this part of the world is not sophisticated at all. It just isn't. What we're used to here, all kinds of suspicious things go on. And there's really, you know, you're talking about something that we take for granted now because we've gotten so used to it. But in other parts of the world, they are not used to this sort of scrutiny. And all kinds of holds take place. And there are photos everywhere of people who are doing all kinds of weird stuff, and nobody catches them on it. So you think everything in the world is as sophisticated as here? No. Not the case. 888-302-3684. Okay, let's move on. What's of interest here to our country, I think now the Malaysian airliner is of interest all over the world, but now we have this new sort of hoopla focusing on Congress and whether or not the members of the Senate, for example, are being spied upon by our own CIA. A lot of people are worked up about that as well. We ought to be. So we'll get into that as the time allows us in the rest of this hour here on Good Day.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like a PV5-in-1 electric guitar pack for just $89. Or a 10-pack of drumsticks for just $9. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good
with all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Turning back to the attention that is deserved when it comes to this spying on Congress issue, a lot of people, as well should be the case, are talking about this, asking questions, wondering out loud why it is that we are so in the dark when it comes to things that we pay for. We're the taxpayers. We don't like this. And whether you are a fan of Dianne Feinstein or any of these other people, they're just... isn't a place in our country for this kind of thing. And at one point, sooner or later, all this spying has to stop, it seems to me, if we're going to have any semblance of freedom in our society ever again, or privacy. Here to that end is Taco's Chris Tagal with the focus on the Justice Department that now is looking into the CIA. So we have, my God, how much money is being spent on this? Your tax dollars, are they at work here? The CIA spying on Senate Intelligence Committee mere members? Here we go.
The CIA Inspector General's office has asked the Justice Department to investigate allegations of malfeasance. The criminal referral may be related to what several knowledgeable people said was CIA monitoring of computers used by Senate aides to prepare the study. The monitoring may have violated an agreement between the committee and the agency. Now, the head of the CIA says this is ridiculous, and once the Justice Department investigates this, wink, we'll be cleared of any such allegation.
As far as the allegations of, you know, CIA hacking into, you know, Senate computers, nothing could be further from the truth.
Right, right. We'd never do that.
I mean,
we'd do that to the press. No,
that's just beyond the scope of reason.
Right.
Look, he says that there are potentially illegal and unconstitutional breaches by the CIA.
Well, they're appropriate authorities right now, both inside of CIA as well as outside of CIA,
the Justice Department,
are looking at what CIA officers and as well as CISI staff members did. And I defer to them to
there we go again.
There was any violation of law or principle.
There's the head of the CIA with Andrea Mitchell yesterday. I defer to the staff. There was absolutely no wrongdoing. I am so certain of it. I defer to the people that were running the thing, because I really, you can't. I don't know for sure myself, but I'm just saying they probably know for sure. Ask them. I'm sure they'll tell you there was nothing wrong going on there. Well, thank you, Mr. Tennant. Again, the old Obama playbook. I don't know. I'm just running the thing. You're going to have to ask my underlings. What's this? That's outrageous. A local girl helped break this story. Did you know that? A senior in Temple University's journalism program helped break this story. Allie Watkins is her name. A 22-year-old intern for McClatchy, from whom I was just reading that story, received the tip from sources who came to trust her while making herself a presence on Capitol Hill. And this story she developed with two other Byline reporters ran March 4th, chronicled how the CIA Inspector General's office asked the Justice Department to investigate allegations stemming from an as-yet unreleased Senate Intel Committee report. According to the story, the CIA monitored computers used by Senate aides to prepare the 6,300-page study, reportedly searing, in its indictment of the program, which included waterboarding and other interrogation methods. Such monitoring may violate an agreement between the committee and the agency and marks a breakdown in relations between the CIA and Congress.
Are we
travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At the hour, Doug Stanford's Good Day program. We're trying to keep track of what people are talking about and using this radio format, this platform, for our own opinions along with the facts and the stories. People are worked up, getting more worked up, because a lot of the political talk radio programs are stirring the pot, as well they ought to here. And a lot of people talking to former members of Congress, former Senate members. The CIA has been spying on the Senate, apparently, a lot longer than one would like to think. So let's see what you think about this. The phone lines are busy on a lot of radio programs focused on this. 888-302-DOUG for Ralph in North Carolina, first on the CIA.
I believe if the IRS, the Justice Department, and the State Department can be investigated, the CIA should be investigated also. I believe 100% in what Senator Feinstein's accusation is correct about the CIA. The CIA is different from the IRS. They was right to investigate political groups throwing in large sums of money. That's what I'm paying this government to do, investigate them kind of groups.
And you? You feel that way as well? 888-302-3684 as we focus on the CIA and spying on members of Congress. Betty in New Mexico thinks this ought to lead to an investigation of where it all started. And with her, she thinks it was Bush.
All I've got to say is, oh, what a wicked web we weave. And now we're seeing the results. I think that the information, the results of this debacle, if it brings about a public trial of the previous administration, which is sorely needed because this present administration hasn't been willing to embark on it. Many Americans don't realize that members of the previous administration can't even leave this country unless they travel incognito. When Donald Rumsfeld went to France some years ago to give a speech, he didn't even make it back to the he didn't make it from the foyer of his hotel because a citizen saw him, shouted out, war criminal, and boom, he was back on a plane to the United States in no time. Same with Bush. Mr. Cheney has wanted to deliver speeches, innumerable speeches to Canada. So many hundreds of thousands of protesters get out to prevent that he's not able to fulfill his desires. We need a trial. This administration, I fault them sorely for not having embarked on it.
888 888- 3023684. Let's stay right on this. Mike, listening in Washington, is an Iraq war veteran.
I'm an Iraq vet, and my life got changed completely after 9/11 when I saw what happened in New York. It affected me so much that I enlisted in the Army at the age of 32, and then my time in Iraq affected me, and I still have to deal with things today, but that's another story. But my point is, I don't have a problem with the NSA, the CIA, or any other organization that wants to collect data and information about the enemy. If people don't have anything to hide, then they shouldn't worry. I'm not an advocate of waterboarding, but I am an advocate of information. We are in a different world now, and that's just the way it is. The people that clamor about all this information and all this noise would be the same people that would be complaining when we get attacked again. And trust me, we will get attacked again. I don't want us to get attacked again. But the people over there that want us dead and also want the people in Israel dead, they're not going to stop.
I always like it when people say, trust me. I know. Trust me. All right, let's see if you trust John, who's listening to Good Day in Louisiana, with a question, in essence.
It's kind of interesting, the selective indignation by the media over constitutional issues. There was another three-letter agency, I believe it's called the IRS, that was targeting certain what I would call political enemies from the perspective of the administration. We've had cover-ups and misdirection and hiding things ever since this administration came to power with such things as Benghazi. Where was the indignation about where that information was kept? So as I, kind of in a humorous way, as I watched Senator Feinstein, I was reminded of the song Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. It's like all of a sudden now it's a big deal because Senator Feinstein has been become indignant about it, yet the silence is deafening for ones that goes back even earlier in the administration, where selective enforcement of laws going around to Congress in the DREAM Act. It's rampant.
You know what? There's something to be said for that. Food for thought. As we end this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 after the hour, always want to keep your mind working on the top stories of the day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.